And taking a look at sports here this morning, starting off with high school basketball that we had for you last night here on the radio. The AHSTW Lady Vikes used a 25-0 run spanning halftime to push away to a win over the Audubon Wheelers 58-44. Lady Vikes got out to a 7-point lead by the end of the first quarter, and Audubon would get back to within 3 early in the second, but that's when AHSTW started their run. They pushed ahead by 19 at halftime and would pour on the first 11 points of the third quarter to blow the game open. AHSTW led by 16 points from Claire Harris, 14 from Claire Denning, and 10 from Kinsey Scheffler. The Lady Vikes improved to 7-3 with the win and will next host Essex on Saturday. The Wheelers got 13 points from Riley Hartle off the bench. The Wheelers fall to 5-6 on the year. They'll travel to IKM Manning next Tuesday. Other girls' basketball scores from last night. It was Atlantic falling at home to Denison Schleswig, 52-27 the final there. Glenwood was 74-40 winner over Kemper Catholic. Also in Hawkeye 10 play, Lewis Central 59-18 over Clarinda. Red Oak beat Shenandoah 47-35 and St. Albert 79-57 over Harlan. Western Iowa Conference action, it was AHSTW 58-44 over Audubon, as we mentioned. Logan Magnolia beating Underwood 37-35. It was Trainer 81-29 over Riverside, and Tri-Center topped Missouri Valley 44-38. In Rolling Valley play, Arweva over Peyton Sherdan 59-42. Boyer Valley a 44-21 winner over Coon Rapids Baird. Cam a 79-44 win over West Harrison. And Exira EHK defeated Woodbine. We haven't got an official final score on that, so if you have that one, give us a shout here at KJN. Give us that update, but Exira EHK was the winner there. Corner conference play, it was Fremont Mills 27-22 over Essex. Griswold 52-33 over Heartland Christian. And Sydney 69-27 over Stanton. Pride of Iowa Conference action, it was Central Decatur over Martinsdale St. Mary's 57-40. Mount Air top Bedford 52-39. Nottoway Valley 52-30 over Lenox. And Southeast Warren beat East Union 49-15. And Bluegrass Conference action, Melcher Dallas topped Orion Maxburg 53-43. In boys basketball, the game we had for you last night was a good one. AHSTW picked up a huge Western Iowa Conference home win over Audubon 71-65. The Vikings put out a very balanced effort with five guys dropping in 8 or more points. Freshman Raiden Groby came off the bench to lead the team with 22 points, including 4 3-pointers. Sam Porter was huge down the stretch, dropping in 11 of his 15 in the fourth quarter. The Wheelers led 16-15 at the end of the first quarter, and a late second quarter spurt gave AHSTW a 7-point halftime lead at 36-29. The Wheelers would erase that lead early in the third quarter and eventually lead by the end of the third, 51-49. The Vikings were able then to make some big plays down the stretch. Groby hit 2 fourth-quarter threes, and after the second one, Sam Porter followed it immediately with a wide-open corner three to swing the game from a 3-point deficit to a 3-point lead at 62-59 for the Vikings. The game would get tied back up at 62, but the Vikings would never trail the rest of the way. Sam Porter connected on 2 straight 1-1 free-throw opportunities that increased a 1-point AHSTW advantage to 5 and helped secure the win. AHSTW head coach Gigi Harris said their help defense was really good and helped them slow down the Wheelers' stars.
We picked our poison with Colleen tonight to slow him down, and Smith went off, you know, and Lawson's always going to step up somewhere. And so, I mean, they're a tough matchup regardless of what you play. And our guys fought through some runs when they came back and hit some big shots or got to the free throw line on both halves at the end there. So we did a good job slowing them down. We limited their shots, or excuse me, their offensive rebounds in the second half, which was huge. That allowed us to at least control the game a little bit more.
Harris was impressed with the way his young team responded to Audubon's good start to the second half.
Yeah, when we're up 8, and then it's 41-41, and ended up calling a timeout, or they called a timeout, I think, and I said, I'm not going to call a timeout when we're beating ourselves. You guys got to settle in. You got to play the way we want to play. Stop beating yourself, and we're going to be fine. And it wasn't the timeout. It wasn't that. They just settled in. They just started playing our things. We attacked the basket, made the extra passes, made hustle plays. Those are so huge. We're young. We just got to be in more moments like that so that we get more experience. Same thing. And then when we do get up, don't be surprised. How do you finish a game? And so a lot of new moments for this team, but I like how we're attacking them, and I like our growth.
The Vikings also got 11 points from Blake Osbar and 8 apiece from Clayton Akers and Joey Cunningham. The Vikings improved to 6-4. They'll travel to Trainer next Tuesday. The Wheelers were led by 27 points from Caden Smith, 19 from Lane Lawson. They fall to 7-3. They'll host Orion Maxburg coming up on Monday. In other boys basketball last night, Hawkeye 10 conference play, Atlantic fell on the road to Denison-Schleswig, 64-50 the final last night. Glenwood an 84-62 winner over Kemper Catholic. Harlan topped St. Albert 65-53. Lewis Central over Clarinda 67-30. Shenandoah beat Red Oak 39-38. Western Iowa Conference play, aside from that AHSTW-Audubon game, it was Traynor beating Riverside 66-19, Tri-Center 55-33 over Missouri Valley, Underwood beat Logan Magnolia 48-47. Rolling Valley Conference action, Arleva over Peyton-Churdan 75-48, Boyer Valley 48-42 over Coon Rapids Bayard, Cam beat West Harrison 45-38, and Exira EHK 78-63 over Woodbine. Quarter conference play, East Mills topped Clarinda Academy 79-48, Fremont Mills beat Essex South Page 62-30, Griswold 42-39 over Heartland Christian, and Stanton beat Sydney 76-58. Pride of Iowa action, East Union beat Southeast Warren 53-24, Martinsdale St. Mary's over Central Decatur 64-55, Mount Air topped Bedford 56-52, and Nottoway Valley over Lenox 77-16. And in Bluegrass Conference action, Melcher Dallas topped Orion Maxburg 64-58. We'll have more high school basketball coming at you tonight as the Atlantic boys play or go on the road to take on Harlan. We'll have that one for you this evening. Pre-game at 7:15, tip-off at 7:30 there in Harlan. Moving on to other sporting notes in Big 12 football news, Oklahoma has hired Ohio State defensive coordinator, co-defensive coordinator and safeties coach Alex Grinch as their defensive coordinator. He spent 3 years as defensive coordinator and secondary coach at Washington State under Mike Leach from 2015 to 17 and turned a unit that ranked 99th nationally that season before he arrived into one that ranked 16th overall and 9th in pass defense in 2017. After that, Grinch spent one season at Ohio State and helped the Buckeyes reach the Rose Bowl. Two people familiar with the situation tell the AP that West Virginia and Troy's Neil Brown are completing a deal to make him the next coach of the Mountaineers. Brown would replace Dana Holgerson, who has left West Virginia to become Houston's coach. Brown has coached Troy since 2015 and is 35-16 at that Sunbelt school. In Big Ten football news, quarterback Justin Fields has confirmed he's transferring to Ohio State following one season as a backup at Georgia. Fields' much-anticipated announcement gives new Ohio State coach Ryan Day a sublimely talented dual-threat passer to run his offense if Dwayne Haskins Jr. makes an expected jump to the NFL. College basketball notes. Kehlani Brown knows that number 8 Baylor can't get complacent after ending top-ranked UConn's 126-game regular season winning streak. The Lady Bears have little time to celebrate. The 8-time defending Big 12 champions open conference play Sunday at Texas Tech. Baylor hasn't been to the Final Four since its 2012 undefeated national championship season. And also, Penn State has suspended their men's basketball coach Patrick Chambers for one game for shoving a player during a timeout Thursday night in a loss at Michigan. Midway through the first half in the 68-55 loss, the ESPN broadcast showed footage of a fired-up Chambers in a huddle reaching out with one arm and appearing to push freshman guard Miles Dredd in the chest. And also in college basketball notes, lots of top 25 action on the slate here today, and a big one for Iowa State and Ames, as Iowa State hosts the fifth-ranked Kansas Jayhawks in Big 12 play. ISU opened the league race with a win at Oklahoma State. Your sophomore guard, Lindell Wigington.
Kansas is, you know, so-called the best team in our league, so we just got to come out there, you know, be aggressive, attack them. You know, also, you know, just bring it on the defensive end, too. And I feel we can come out with a win, man. We got a really good team. We got all the pieces. You know, once we just, you know, keep building our chemistry and working together as a team, you know, I feel we can, the sky's the limit. We can do a lot of great things.
Kansas has won 14 straight Big 12 regular season championships.
Yeah, obviously they're the standard. You know, Coach Self's the standard in our league, and they're the standard, you know, program. But it's in Hilton. You know, we have to go and compete the right way. And if we compete the right way and we defend and we play together, I think we'll give ourselves a great opportunity.
That's head coach Steve Prohm for the Cyclones. The Jayhawks won both games last season against the Cyclones.
Obviously, we got great respect for them and their program. And if you want to challenge them, you got to win on the road. Your share of games on the road, but you got to take care of home. And so, you know, Saturday will be a lot of fun.
And once again, that game at Hilton Coliseum here today, and that one is set for a 4 o'clock tip-off here this afternoon there in Ames. Also, another top 25 college basketball action here today. It'll be top-ranked Duke home to face Clemson. Third-ranked Tennessee hosts Georgia. Ninth-ranked Florida State is at fourth-ranked Virginia. And sixth-ranked Nevada is at New Mexico. Also, Santa Clara is at seventh-ranked Gonzaga. Michigan State is on the road at Ohio State. Boston College is at Virginia Tech. Kansas State at Texas Tech, the 11th-ranked team in the country there for the Red Raiders. 13th-ranked Kentucky goes to Alabama. 15th-ranked North Carolina is on the road at Pittsburgh. And Oklahoma State travels to 23rd-ranked Oklahoma. And the NBA last night, it was Utah 117-91 over Cleveland. Minnesota beat Orlando 120-103. Miami 115-109 over Washington. Brooklyn beat Memphis 109-100. Indiana was a 119-116 winner over Chicago in overtime. Boston beat Dallas 114-93. Milwaukee 144-112 over Atlanta. The Clippers beat Phoenix 121-111. Knicks 119-112 over the Lakers. And Oklahoma City beat Portland 111-109. And in the National Hockey League, Pittsburgh 4-0 over Winnipeg. Detroit an overtime winner over Nashville 4-3. Carolina beat Columbus 4-2. Dallas 2-1 over Washington in overtime. New Jersey 3-2 over Arizona. Colorado 6-1 over the Rangers. And Vegas 3-2 over Anaheim. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN. There are a couple of NFL games on the slate here today as well. Wild card play. Indianapolis is at Houston. Seattle is at Dallas. And once again, high school hoops tonight. We'll have Atlantic and Harlan. 7:30, that start time in Harlan tonight. At Sports, brought to you this morning by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.